declare the June Shire of Brookton Council meeting open at 6 p.m. On behalf of Council, I'd like to acknowledge that this meeting is being held on the traditional lands of the Noongar people and pay respect to Elders past, present and emerging. I wish to acknowledge and respect local people's continuing culture and the contribution they make to country and its life. In accordance with Regulation 49 of the Local Government Administration Regulations, this meeting is being recorded and recordings will be available on the Shire's website. By being present at this meeting, members of the public consent to the possibility that their voice will be recorded. Record of attendance is there. We do have an apology from Councillor Harbin this evening. Moving along, use of the common seal. There was none. Actions performed under delegated authority is there for noting. Response to previous public question time, questions taken on notice. There is a response there from CEO Gary Sherry to Guy T for noting.
That wasn't included in the agenda. I apologise, councillors.
No problem.
So, yeah, at the May council meeting, Mr. Teed asked about EFT 18314, where we purchased from AFGRI equipment a wiper arm and a motor for the Shire loader at a cost of $2,618 and some cents. And Mr. Teed asked if that the repairers had travelled from Narrogin. So I have advised Mr. Teed that indeed the AFGRI staff from Narrogin did replace the wiper motor and arm, and that the cost breakdown of that was labour $965, travel $332, freight and sundry $68, and the parts were $1,252, being a total of $2,618. The replacement of this wiper arm and motor followed a previous repair in December 2025, and when it failed again in March 2026, a decision was taken to replace all the parts, and yeah, it's a somewhat complex replacement, I'm advised, because you have to get to the motor and arm, you have to remove other equipment, and this added somewhat to the labour component. And AFGRI are the manufacturer, so we went through them.
Fair enough. Thank you. Public question time. Any questions from members of the public? And welcome. Yeah. Very good. Applications for leave of absence. We do have one application from Councillor Harbin requesting a leave of absence from the July ordinary meeting of council to be held on the 16th of July. Can I have a mover, please? Move to Councillor McCabe and seconded Councillor Crouch. Any discussion around that? Anyone like to speak for or against? No? All those in favour? Carried. 6-5. Thank you. Announcements. Confirmation of previous minutes. Ordinary meeting of council, 21st of May, 26. May I have a mover, please, and a seconder? Moved Councillor Crouch, seconded Councillor Copping. All those in favour? Carried. 5-0. Thank you. Announcements by the presiding member. There are nil. Disclosures of interest. I have not received any.
Doesn't mean we're not interested.
Very true. Technical and development services report. Community service report. Corporate services report. List of payments there for payment. We do have an officer's recommendation. Can I please have a mover? Move Councillor McCabe, seconded Councillor Two. Any discussion around the payment report there? No questions? Lovely. All those in favour? Carried. 5-0, sorry. Moving along, statement of financial activity. We have an officer's recommendation. Can I please have a mover? Move Councillor Copping, seconded Councillor Crouch. Any discussion in relation to statement of financial activity. Questions? Councillor Crouch.
I'm wondering whether we could actually have, with these regular lists of payments, credit card transactions and purchasing card transactions, as well as the list of expenditure, of whether we're above or below budget.
With the list of payments, no, because those payments equate to all sorts of different things. Certainly, and Stuart's probably better to talk to this as well, the statement of financial activity does include a whole raft of assessments of where we are, both on budget-wise and across the whole, just about the whole, well, across the entirety of our budget, essentially. So, yeah, you can't go back to the individual payment as such.
I mean, like, did we plan on spending $672,000?
So if you go down to this report, we'll give you a variance from the budget in this last column of above and below. And then there's a...
each line item?
Yeah.
And I don't want to go through every
a dollar thing
line
of significance
item,
of how... like if you'll only put a dollar sign there, the significant variance and you can see the percentage of the variance from the budget. And there's stuff like the credit card stuff that will be through the accounting system put through, allocated to one of these.
Okay, Mr. President, I'll just, I've been asked to just give brief comments at each meeting just on a few things, some observations, a bit of an executive summary, I suppose. So to answer the question, yes, you can't sort of identify individual transactions unless you were to delve into the accounting system live. So what the monthlies do is they present you a summary of the year to date to the end of May at the moment, and those payments are within these financial accounts that have been prepared. For example, if we were to go down to page 24, there's some very nice graphs here that pretty much summarise operating revenue, operating expenses. If you look at the shaded in area in the light blue, and it's the solid, that is your budget for this year. And then the solid dark line is your year-to-date actuals, how they're faring. So operating revenue is trending above your budget year-to-date, whereas operating expenses were a little bit underdone year-to-date. And then it's the same with capital revenue and capital expenses. So, for example, capital expenses is quite a long way down from the capital budget. And again, further down in the notes, if we were to scroll down to capital, there is an explanation by each category. So buildings, land, plant, furniture. What I'd like to do is maybe very quickly point out what I've always thought is an interesting number for elected members to see that the accounts are balancing. So if I, with your indulgence, Mr. President, if I could just quickly draw your attention to page 27. So at the bottom of page 27, in the dark year-to-date column that's shaded grey, you'll see at the very bottom there is a figure of 1.613989. That's your current net current assets as surplus. So that is in the statements as a statement of financial activity, which has got operating, investing and financing. It's a bit like an operating statement in a simple term. And then you have your breakdown at the bottom, what makes up the surplus. So that's using operating figures. If you go down to the following pages on page 29, it's actually looking at it in a slightly different manner. And it's here by program. So the budget's prepared by the schedules. And again, there's an explanation there. And at the bottom there, we have exactly the same number. So the schedules are balancing to the operating. That number then appears a bit further down. And it's a pretty important number, this. So if I draw you to page 31, we're now looking at movements of different types of assets. So we're looking at the balance sheet's movements. And there on the far right in the year-to-date actual, that number appears again. If for any reason your net current assets weren't balancing, those two numbers from the operating statement financial activity to the balance sheet movements, it would be out of whack by a dollar figure. So it's a really good number. When you look at your monthlies, have a look at that surplus figure, and it will always let you know that everything's balancing. There's another breakdown of it on the bottom of page 32. So again, what I'll do is I'll just briefly talk to these things each month, and again, it's just, you know, explaining anything that councils like to learn or would like to ask questions on. So I'll probably leave it there this month, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Very informative. Thank you. Gary, you happy with the explanation? Councillor Crouch?
Not really.
No.
So it's clear as mud, but to go through that massive thing for non-financials, but we're just looking at, are we on budget, are we off budget? Now we have to go to each individual item, and the end figure can be whatever it is, but we have to analyse every line item to see whether there's something untoward or whatever. Whereas if basically, as I say, the main thing we've been asked to put motion forward is to accept the figures without going into so much detail. But if we knew that, like, yes, we planned that we're going to spend 670,000 or whatever, then yes, we know that if we're not, then we can look further down and go, well, what the hell was the exception or whatever. So basically just give an indication that, yes, we are tracking.
So you would like a summary. You're looking for a summary of where we are under or over budget significantly.
Yes.
Yep. Sorry.
For the items that require our attention and not other, so we don't go down looking at every line item.
So if we were to prepare some sort of summary around, so for us now, the major areas of concern are around our capital programs. So the railway station is running behind budget, still on budget, but behind. Our capital grants program, some of those we haven't been able to finalise some of our programs, so we're running a little bit behind. We are under budget on some of our revenue projections, which Stuart's identified in those capital graphs at the front. But we can pull out a summary of those, and we're probably talking about just a number of half a dozen things.
Well, that's all right, yeah.
Yep.
That would be greatly beneficial.
Yep. And I'm thinking, Stuart, that could probably fit into the comment of the agenda report, not so much as this is what we're presenting as the attachment is the statutory requirement, but you're looking for a little bit of more information around.
I mean, and if you hone us in onto the half a dozen items with the largest variance, and leave it at that. It's...
Yep.
And with the President's indulgence, if I can just quickly add reply to that through the Chair. So if we go back to the item on page 27, so this is probably the best statement to look at from a nature and type or the type of transaction it's classified as. So on the far right there, you'll see, as officers, we report on variances that are more than 10% up or down. So you'll see rates is within 10%, so there's no blue arrow. Whereas the next line, grants and subsidies, we're actually year-to-date, we're over. It's over 20% from the budget, so it puts a blue arrow saying this is a variance we need to report by that nature and type. And you can see their fees and charges is up. And these are predominantly good. We're above budget, so everything's going better than expected. The only one there is profit on disposals, which is a non-cash item. That's slightly down. But when you look at the figure there, it's not a huge number, and it's not a cash number. It's only an accounting number. Then if we were to go to expenditure, which I think is what a lot of people would like to look at, is the first one there, employee costs, is within 10%, so it's not a material variance. But the next line, materials and contracts, we're a little bit above, we're 21% above year-to-date budget. But again, we're near the end of the financial year, and that's why it's got the blue arrow. Same for utility charges, a little bit up year-to-date on budget. And then the last two there, other expenditure and loss on disposal, is again a non-cash item. So those arrows are really a good indicator for councillors and the public to look at. As soon as you see an arrow, you know you're above the material variance, and that's something you can then drill down and look into and ask for more explanation on. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Sir. Lovely. Any further comment or questions? No? All those in favour? Carried. Moving along. Shire of Brookton draft 2026-27 fees and charges. We have an officer's recommendation. Can I have a mover, please? Move Councillor McCabe. The second, Councillor Took. Some substantial attachments there. Any discussion, any thoughts, any questions? Would you like to speak to Councillor McCabe?
I got a little bit lost with the titles because there was a lot of them, all of them say photocopying fees.
Setup of that table, we've copied in the very first page. We've got all of those first three lines repeating throughout the table.
Oh, okay, yep. So that's the heading?
Yeah, as the header. So fix that. So the photo, Councillor McCabe, you need to. The photocopying and the Schedule 4 governance is only correct for the first page.
I did see there was somewhere that I'm saying we don't do the yearly subscription for the
time after
the warrant, then
I'll make sure that we do have it. Page 58, it states yearly subscription no longer required.
Yeah, but then page 76, it's got a line item for.
Still has it in there.
Another question was around page 66. Charging $131 for removal of cardboard recycling bins, but then for a trailer that is charging $30. Just to make sure it makes sense to me. More about that.
Which page, sorry, Councillor McCabe?
Page 66.
So the trailer mounted skip bin, we have a skip bin on a trailer that we can cart around.
Yeah.
So if, when you're holding your event, if you want a large bin, we can drop that around to you and we'll charge you $30 for that.
Yeah.
And then we have a cardboard recycle bin at, one of them is at Stumpy's, and we charge them per collection $131.
How come the cardboard is so much more expensive than general waste?
Because it's got to end up in Perth. It's got to be picked up and carried and also carried back to... It first of all goes back to Nerriton.
Yeah, right. By refuse laws or by...
No, by our choice.
And that's just a cost recovery then, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah, so we offer that service, and it is particularly taken up by those. We have a number of businesses in Brookton that create a whole lot of cardboard, and they buy that service, and we recycle that cardboard. It is possible for us to put that into our landfill, but it is quite sizeable.
It tends to break down pretty fast, though.
Yeah, but... It fills, takes up space first up, and then it breaks down. And
now,
Ken.
Last question was just around the one below that, the Townsite residential bulk picker. I was under the impression that we have skip bins that we do now instead of bulk rubbish.
No, so we have a number of our own bulk rubbish skip bins,
mm-hmm.
and if you're moving house, we you can book them,
mm-hmm.
and when we have an opportunity, we drop them off at your house,
mm-hmm.
and you fill them up, and then we'll get rid of them, and we don't charge for that service,
mm-hmm.
but we don't guarantee it either. So it has to fit in with our schedule. So during summer when we're working on the roads and our loaders out of town,
mm-hmm.
we don't offer it. But this time of year, you'll see them sitting out the front of people's houses where they've asked for that skip in, and they fill it up with all sorts of different rubbish and stuff.
Yeah.
And then we pick it up with our loader, put it on our truck, and empty it at the rubbish tip.
Bins are not available, then you do it as well. Like it doesn't have in here that there's a skip bin as well. I was under the impression of exactly what you were saying.
Yeah.
That we do a bin and they can do one free one a year for cleaning up or moving house or whatever. But it has in here as bulk.
Well, it's you've got to separate the curbside wheelie bin pickup. So, that's how I've tried to do it. I'm happy to call it something else.
Well, you've got like the definition of other things like trailer mounted skip bin.
Yep.
And just putting skip bin in there rather than bulk, because if you put bulk there, then it gives the impression that you've got like a very solid collection. That's
mm-hmm.
a different side of it.
I'm happy to change that. Mr. Chairman, so that'll become the Townsite residential skip bin, and I'll change the one underneath it as well to residential skip bin rubbish pickup service.
Thanks, Councillor
McCabe. Sorry, just to go back to Councillor McCabe's first question about the. Be able to find it. The subscription, the yearly subscription. Just thinking if we wanted to, we've included that in the charges, haven't we? So we'll need to take it out of the table. Yeah, so that line, Councillor McCabe, I'm happy to just take that out.
Yeah, it's up to CRC, I reckon, how they want to run it, just as long as the document doesn't come to anything. So
under Community Resource Centre, sorry, I've changed my page number, so I can't.
76, under photocopy.
It's under Community Resource Centre, so it'll be
pretty much at the bottom. Last couple of
it's Schedule 13, so it's down the bottom. Yeah, I've got it as well, so.
Lovely.
Yeah,
we'll pick that up accordingly. Councillor Crouch.
Just curious in regards to, we've got a premise of 3% round of increase of fees and charges. Now, that's saying historically that's what our strategic resource plan assumptions are,
mm-hmm.
but given the fact of the CPIs and the rest of that we've got, is that still in line or is it?
I believe it's still in line and valid.
In relation to the other shires around, they haven't put theirs up more than 3%?
I don't believe so, but I haven't researched that either.
I'm just saying that the CPI figures I've seen is 5.9 and going, well,
yep.
Maybe we need to bump it up that little bit more rather than hold it back.
At this point, I'm comfortable with keeping it at 3%. And then if we need to adjust it for next year, then we'll probably make sure that we continue to, we might catch up a little bit next year, if that's the case.
So our strategic plan is, have the assumption of 3% for the next few years?
Yes, I believe it does. And some of those charges will be impacted. Some of our charges don't have any real cost CPI increase. Well, there's different levels of CPI attached to it. So anything involving diesel, if you could tell me what the diesel price is going to be over the next 12 months, I'm thinking, you know, that might even come back.
I think $4.50?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. But in general, like 3% seems low as an increase, but...
Any further questions, Councillor Crouch?
I'm finished.
Any questions from the floor? Lovely. Any further comment? All those in favour?
Carried 5-0.
Thank you. Community chest funding application for St John Ambulance in Brookton. Can I please, we have an officer's recommendation. Can I please have a mover? Moved Councillor Copping, seconded Councillor McCabe. Would anyone like to speak to the motion? Any questions?
Just
Councillor Crouch.
Is it the general intent of the community chest to be buying equipment and upgrades for the service centres, or isn't there an item in line on the budget or expenditure for upgrades, etc., the local facilities, e.g. the fire brigade or whatever? It's like, doesn't it seem appropriate for something like that to be coming out of the community chest?
Yep. The ambulance is a little bit different from fire. So for our local bushfire brigades, we get all of that funded. So there is no requirement for our community chest to be used for any of the fire emergency services. However, our local St John ambulance are required to pay for lots of things on their own. Their sub-centre is expected to buy things, and often St John ambulance, local St John ambulance sub-centres go looking for support. They need to do their own fundraising where their expenses aren't covered. So
have they tried anyone else rather than just dip into the community chest?
I don't believe they have in this point, but they've obviously come to us. I haven't checked that out as well. And I'm not sure. There may well be...
I know, I feel sorry for St John's. They only made $456 million last year, and they're probably struggling a little bit, but... Like we supply all the volunteer labour, they all do such a fantastic job, and it's capital equipment that's like it should be an automatic part of the service.
Sandy, as a volunteer, as an St John Ambulance volunteer, might have some better insight into this issue specifically than myself.
Already.
Yep.
Sandy, please.
So each sub-centre are required to... supply everything in their sub-centre. So everything inside that ambulance van and the vans, they're required to pay for. So band-aids, bandages, everything, the core pulses, everything, each sub-centre purchases themselves. So there are different sub-centres around the state which are in very good financial positions, and there are other sub-centres that are not in so great. So all your money comes from transfers, jobs, so, like for Brookton, they miss out on the transfers from Pingelly, which is a good source of income. So they're sort of in the middle of Beverley, who has a hospital, and Pingelly, who has a hospital. They're sort of in the middle of not receiving as many jobs as other sub-centres would initially would. But yeah, they are required to purchase all their equipment and supply everything.
So the local St John ambulance purchase all their equipment, and then they get paid on a fee for service basis. So the WA Health Department would pay them to do a transfer,
yes,
or do an emergency service.
Obviously, there are particular jobs that they, you know, if they do a job in the community, they may not get funds from that, then they have to engage debt collectors, which they don't always get paid either. So, yeah, unfortunately for Brookton, they're in that middle zone where they don't have a hospital either side, where they do those extra jobs either.
Mm. Thank you, Sandy. Councillor Crouch.
So would the sub-centre be struggling?
I would expect it's tight, yes. Financially, yes.
Can I ask Sandy?
Certainly. Sandy.
I can't actually comment on Brookton's finances. I help them out volunteering. I'm not sure about their financial position, so that would be something you'd have to approach the committee about.
Thank you, Sandy.
I mean, and the other side of it is like, okay, we're going to that side and there is this weakness of their fundraising ability in town, I understand that, but wouldn't it be more appropriate that we basically allow for 5,000 or 10,000 in the budget for that service to basically use as
I think that's something that we could potentially consider down the track, but at this point in time we're discussing this particular motion and for support through the community chest.
I can't see why you wouldn't use the community chest program to do that.
Mm.
It is a community group. They're a community group, provide a volunteer service to the community.
Magnificent service.
If they were to come and ask us for a specific large contribution for something like a replacement van or ambulance, then yeah, that might be a separate thing. But if they're looking for these things, you know, small upgrades through the year, why wouldn't we, rather than have some separate money available to them, we'll let them use the community chest. We've got money still sitting in the community chest.
So whose van is it?
The local sub-centre.
The sub-centre owns ambulance?
Yep.
Yeah, good.
Thank you, Councillor Crouch. Any further questions? Or we'll go to the vote. All those in favour? Carried 5-0. Thank you, Sandy. Governance reports. Shire of Brookton delegation register. And review 2025-26. We have an officer's recommendation. Could I please have a mover? That'll be moved. Councillor Copping, seconded. Councillor Two. Any discussion, please? Comments, Gary?
This is a comprehensive review, and we've turned what was something that was a little bit difficult into something that is a large document that is heavy reading. Congratulations to anyone who got through it. I am much more confident now that we've set ourselves up to cover off all of the requirements of a delegation that council may or may not, or that council may wish to use. We can fine-tune some policies around things, particularly associated with local laws and three dogs that we've discussed about who will make that decision, and I'm happy to work through that with council, but I'm really confident that we've covered off everything we have to have.
Thank you, Gary. Any further questions? Comment? All those in favour? Carried 5-0. Thank you. Draft policy, contract variations. We have an officer's recommendation. Can I please have a mover and a seconder? Moved, Councillor McCabe, seconded, Councillor Crouch. Would anyone like to speak in relation to this motion? No comment? All those in favour? Carried 5-0. I'd Adoption of policy in relation to meeting procedures. We have an officer's recommendation. Can I please have a mover? Moved Councillor Crouch, seconded Councillor Copping.
Everyone with that one.
Absolutely. Any discussion in relation to this?
No argument from that tonight. Wow.
All those in favour? Carried 5-0. Thank you very much. Employment policy review. We have an officer's recommendation. Can I please have a mover? And a seconder. Moved Councillor. Two. Seconded Councillor. McCabe. Yes. Any discussion? Anyone voting against? Carried. Review of councillor attendance fees, allowances and expenses for 2025-26. We have an officer's recommendation. Moved Councillor McCabe, seconded Councillor Crouch. Any discussion? Any thoughts, any comments?
I'd like just tell Councillor the Crouch. Numbers in the president's one, we should make that zero.
You can do that.
All good.
All good? Lovely. All those in favour? Carried 5-0. Thank you very much. Permission to trade in a public space, WB Eva Pavilion. We have an officer's recommendation. Can I please have a mover? Move Councillor McCabe, seconded Councillor Tu. Any discussion in relation to the motion or the attachments?
I know there's
Councillor Crouch.
A couple of people in town against it, but I'd like to say that having another food outlet in town for us plebs would be quite good. And being that side of the neck of the woods, it's under the interpretation that it's just the Eva car park. And that's all to be on a Friday night at this stage.
That's all it is. Yeah. So that's the basis of the application. So it is quite specific. So it doesn't put any training anywhere else.
No.
And yeah, it's for those times specifically.
Yeah. Well, I think that it'd be good to have another outlet in town and encourage.
Councillor, suggestion to update the officer's recommendation to reduce the time period from 12 months to 3 months as a trial period.
You're moving an amendment?
To change the number 12. Yeah, so on the third line, on Fridays for a period of 12 months. So the amendment is to change that 12 to 3.
Yep. I appreciate the thought. Can I speak, Chair?
Certainly. Sorry, no.
It's a seconder.
Can we have a seconder to that amendment? Amended motion, please.
There's not a seconder, the amendment will lapse for the want of a seconder.
I'll second the motion. Yep. Please, Councillor McCabe.
I appreciate the correspondence we've received from the other businesses that provide food in town, and they're very valid points around the reinvestment of funds into the community of employment and rates and so on, which is a real concern with the food vendor. However, as a general rule, I try as much as I can prevent being a barrier to new businesses and become a barrier for more regulation as a rule that I try and uphold. So I think that giving them a 3-month window allows the Shire here to have a bit of an insight into what the effects will actually be, because these are the suggested impacts from the businesses, and that will allow another time of consultation from the businesses to go, oh, actually it wasn't impacted us, or we want to chase them out of town with the pitchforks. And it will bring back to this room to have that discussion again 3 months' time. So that's the reason for background for the motion change in the motion itself.
Thank you, Councillor McCabe. Would anybody like to speak to the amended motion for or against?
To speak to the amendment?
Yeah, to the amendment. Sorry, amendment.
Just amendment. To the amendment?
Yes.
To change 12 to 3?
Yes.
The fees that the people have to pay, that's sort of for a 12-month licence, is it? So would that have to be altered for being 3 months?
Yeah, what's a 12-month licence?
I think so.
If my memory serves me well, Councillor Topping, I think it's in the range of about $100 for a 12-month payment as well, so it's not a significant. So if they did it on a pro rata basis, then it would be.
I'm so guessing there would be a refund.
300.
Yep.
With the amendment, with the initial standing, your point 14 there, the approval may be cancelled or altered at any time at the discretion of the Shire of Brookton, basically covers anything short of that anyway. Like, we can rebuild in 3 months' time and or 6 months' time and say, no, it's not working. Yeah. The initial office recommendation is pretty comprehensive.
For we have a daily street trading fee of $12 and we have an annual fee of $320.
So it's like $300 for the year.
Well, I think that's going about to change on the 1st of July. Well,
$350
sorry.
Then?
Yeah.
3%
on the 350. So this person could pay the per day street fee, and that'll be 12 lots of 3 months, will be $144 ish.
Now,
presuming that they trade every Friday night,
yeah.
There's no requirement for them to do that.
Yep.
This is just permission so they can. So we would charge them the per day fee.
So am I supposed to declare an interest in Filipino food, or...?
No. Yes, certainly, Councillor. Okay.
The reasoning for the 3 month would be from the opinion is that the stall have to reapply for it.
A question,
certainly, Councillor.
Just in terms of them operating, if it's a 3 month, 6 month, or 12 month trial, or whatever, how are you going to measure their success in terms of them actually operating a feasible business, but also measure the impact that will have on possible other businesses in town? How do you determine that happening?
Thanks, Councillor. Too.
Excellent question. I won't determine whether their business is successful or not. That's not a criteria for us. This is their business success is up to them. They want to do this and fail, they're entitled. to do that.
It's not so much them, is it?
No, this would be us having to go to our local businesses, is the idea, or just to do this again and allow our local businesses to provide us with comment, like, over these 3 months, our trade on Friday night is down 10%, or something like that, I would guess.
Yeah.
That was sort of what I was trying to get to.
Consultation.
How do we understand the impact that we have or the relevant doesn't businesses. Happen?
Yep.
And that'll come back to council. To extend.
In this way, yes.
So
by doing it in the amended
form. Does it cost them anything to apply for this? I imagine that there's costs involved.
I think it's just the annual fee.
So them doing this application and the food licence and all the rest of stuff, there's no fees?
If there is, I would be happy to ask council to write it off, saying that we've...
Thank you.
In this instance, we've reduced it for our own purposes, so therefore I would ask you that if there's any application costs to reduce that.
Thank you. We will vote
first,
on the amendment.
The amendment, and that is that the motion be amended from 12 months to 3 months.
Alrighty. All those in favour of the amendment or amended?
Right, so this is just the amendment?
The amendment.
Yep.
3-2. Carried, 3-2. Four was Councillor McCabe, Councillor Clopping, Councillor Wallace. Against Councillor Toop and Councillor Crouch.
So the term now is that the amendment becomes the motion?
Yep. Alrighty. So the amendment is now the motion.
Now you forward the motion.
I think that the motion is already.
You have to read it all out.
The motion is now unchanged, with the exception that the third line will says from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Fridays for a period of 3 months, conditional upon, and the conditions haven't changed.
Correct. All those in favour? Carried 5-0. Business of an urgent nature. We have a urgent business there, write-off of a sundry debtor, invoice number 11892. We have an officer's recommendation. Can I please have a mover? Moved Councillor McCabe, seconded Councillor Copping. Thank you. Discussion or thoughts, please? Sorry?
So this is just for the council needs to consider. So this is just, do you want to consider it?
Yep, all those in favour? Carried 5-0. Alrighty. Now, writing off of sundry debtor, invoice number 11892. We have an officer's recommendation. Moved Councillor McCabe, seconded Councillor Crouch. Any questions in relation to this? Councillor McCabe, please.
The period of time that this invoice is recovering, is that the same time as which SESM, who was acting in the role at the time, was stood down and essentially all the shires were paying for service that was not being provided by any of the shires?
So the basis of this program is that we pay the expenses and then we go to the members of the group and have them contribute for the expenses that we've incurred. So currently the expenses get split 60% to DFIS and 13 1/3% to the shires of Corrigan, Pingelly and Brookton. So for the 3 months from the 1st of April to the 30th of June 2025, we had some expenses because there was some wages expenses for the SESM, but then he took leave and was not at work for the for all of May and all of June, and then there was a number of other on costs. There was some IT that we continued to have subscriptions for, so we still had to pay for the monthly telephone, mobile phone, and we also had to pay for the monthly Starlink connection. And then there was some minor vehicle costs relating to the very early part of April, but then the annual registration was expense was paid in May. So that's that was a large bill that came in during that period. That would, so the basis of it was that we split up the costs for that month and sent them out, invoiced them to the to those DFIS and the other two shires. The other two shire, the Shire of Corrigan and DFIS, questioned the invoice because they were aware that the SESM had not been at work for a substantial amount of that time, but upon explanation, they were quite happy to pay. The Shire of Pingerley wasn't. The Shire of Pingerley has incurred some loss as a result of not having a SESM during this period. They weren't able to complete their bushfire mitigation grants, as I understand it. However, all of the shires were doing bushfire mitigation grant programs at that time, and everybody else got through and did theirs. Since that time, the members of this group, the Shires of Pingerley, Brookton, Corrigan and DFIS, have been at loggerheads on how to solve this and get this moving forwards. We have advertised for a SESM and received 30-odd applications, but we weren't able to come to an agreement about this invoice. And the Shire of Pingerley moving forward. So the Shire of Pingerley and Shire of Brookton have been at loggerheads for essentially the last 9 to 12 months trying to resolve this issue. The basis of this proposal is that the benefit to the Shire of Brookton of the SESM program probably outweighs the cost of this invoice, and therefore my recommendation is that we accept that this cost, even though I still believe we are correct, but we accept this cost so that we can move this program forward. And we can go and hire a new a permanent SESM, because I have concerns that the current SESM, who in my opinion is working really well for the Shire of Brookton, he's at the moment a casual employee because we're not in a position to have a permanent employee until we finalise this process.
This is basically part of that finalisation.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Gary.
Happy to answer other questions. I'm just mindful that while I'm not happy, I'm concerned that this program, there may well be some other
and just
negative associated with this program.
Just to clarify, this program is, and this invoice relates purely to cost recovery.
Yes. There is a suggestion that's been made to me that we have some sort of contract around us providing a service.
Mm-hmm.
I refute that because I'm not sure that we are contracted in that way.
Mm.
We're not doing this for a price. We're doing this and then we're sharing the costs. So, I'm not sure that that's... maybe we do have a contractual obligation, but I would like to have that argument.
Mm. Thank you.
Councillor McKay. Wise in future to have DFIS run the invoicing of the appropriate towns rather than...
No, DFIS won't do that. And this is how the program's run across the state. They're quite... I believe this process is DFIS's preferred option. It gives them flexibility about the management of the SESM. DFIS do pretty well out of our SESMs our CESMs are actually quite skilled operators, and they provide, we're required to make them available to DFIS for large regional emergencies. So our casual CESM spent most of his Christmas and New Year period in Boddington and was quite a crucial part of that emergency response at that time, and performed exceptionally well according to reports. So, yeah, DFIS like the fact that we hire them and do their work for them.
Thank you, Gary.
Yep.
Councillor McCabe.
Just last thing, if we do write this invoice off, is there any guarantee from Pinsley going forward that they'll come to the table to go forward with putting this to bed and getting a new system?
That was that at our meeting with the Shire CEO yesterday, that was his claim. That was what he said he would do. And he repeated that at a meeting today of the three CEOs and the DFIS regional superintendent. So yeah, that's what he's told us. However, we only have an MOU between us, and yeah, it's only an MOU. It's not a contract.
Correct. Thank you, gentlemen. Would anyone like to speak against? Go to a vote. All those in favour? Carried. 5-0. Confidential reports, there are nil. And with no further business, I'll declare the meeting closed at 6:56 p.m. Thank you.
Thank you, councillors.
Thank you, everybody.